Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian James Jackson. This is going to be a little bit of a more upbeat episode because somebody texted me and said, I've listened to the last two episodes you did, and like, are you all right? What's happened? Essentially, I've got, it's one of those things where there's nothing wrong, but I've been ill with a bad cold for over a week. Work is kicking my ass at the moment. I haven't got any gigs in the diary. I do, but I don't have many gigs in the diary, which is stressing me out. And various other things. When you're ill as well, you've got to remember that your mental health is in the fucking toilet. It really is. I read something somewhere which said, don't believe any thought you have after midnight, or something like that, or any thought you have after 1 a.m. And that is bang on true. Because the amount of times I'll lie in bed and think my entire life is falling apart. And really, all it is I've got an email to send in the morning. Do you know what I mean? But yes, being ill makes life just, you know, coldy, flu-y. Everything is so much more difficult. And when it goes on for a period of time, you do start stressing out and worrying that you're not going to feel well for a long time. Especially as in my 20s. I don't want to be all like fucking little violin, but I went through a big patch of illness in my 20s for quite a few years, and it started with getting ill and then just not getting better for many, many years. So I have this kind of PTSD about it all. So I freak out thinking that I'm not going to get well. Can you hear it? Bloody hell. Or that my immune system, the amount of mucus I've produced, could fill a swimming pool. Anyway, gig news. I have a gig tomorrow. I had a gig tomorrow anyway at an open mic night, Heavenly Comedy in Shepherd's Bush. I just put my ego aside and I was like, just apply for some fucking open mics, get some stage time. Stop waiting around for ticket shows and 10 slots and all that shit and just fucking go and do some 5-minute places just to get back in the game. And that's what I've got to do. And I wasn't looking forward to it because the drive from where I live to Shepherd's Bush is a pain in the ass. Anyway, this morning, Dez from Just Another Comedy Club, which is a lovely night. It always has a real audience. And it's so near me because it's St. Albans. He just messaged and said, do you want a slot tomorrow? He said, but you got to answer quick. And I answered back in 2 minutes and I said, yes, definitely, please. So I cancelled the one in Shepherd's Bush, Shea Bush. What's it called? Showbo? What do people call it? Anyway, fuck that place. And so now I've got a gig there tomorrow, which is lovely. And I said, what is it? A 5, a 7, a 10? And he said, well, whatever you want. And I said, well, a 10 minute slot, please. Obviously. Don't ask a comedian how long he's going to want. He's always going to want the max. But, so now I've got sorted. I haven't done any comedy in since mid-December. So I've got to just fucking remember what it's like. I feel weird about it. I feel like I'm going to do something that I've kind of forgotten how to do. But it's a nice room and a nice place. So, hey, we'll do that. But it's amazing that just feeling a little bit better in terms of fever and sickness and illness and that text coming through this morning, I feel 100 times better already. Weird, innit? I feel like lighter already. And I've got a good gig booked in for next week as well. And the ball's rolling. Like I said, I'm going to pretend I take my own advice when I don't. Ease yourself into 2024. All of this pressure in January. Here's a question. How is it still January? This has been it's like the longest month ever. How has it been? Has it still January? Oh, that doesn't remind me, but I was actually meant to talk about something else in this podcast. I'll mention it very quickly, and then I can give you a follow-up about it later on. So we're going to end on a cliffhanger almost. Today I got a big delivery with my name and address on it. Big bag of baby clothes from Next. And so I was like, right, this is not a present, obviously. I don't have a baby. And So I thought somebody had stolen my card details, because I've known this happened before. People's card details get nicked and they order stuff, but then it goes to a default delivery address, which is your address. But I don't have a Next account either. And so I was like, OK, I don't really know what's happened here. I phoned up my bank. We went through my statements. Nothing has been taken out untoward. I phoned up Next and they said, no, there's been no orders to your address for 2 months or whatever. And I said, yeah, but an order could be placed on another account and I'm the delivery address. And they said, right, you've got to email in the details to find that out. So anyway, I'm on the case, going to find out who's been sending me baby clothes. It's like I said to my wife, because I was on the phone to her, it's like I've knocked up some mistress and she's now passive aggressively sending me baby clothes to embarrass me in front of my wife. But chance would be a fine thing, mate. I haven't been. So on top of all of this, I have another delivery from Georgia Asda coming today from DHL. So that's obviously more shit that I haven't bought being delivered to me from another company. So then none of it makes sense. And they said, well, you know, maybe it's a mistake. And I'm like, no, because my name is on the label and my name isn't on a Next account. So somebody has used my details to buy all of this stuff and send it to me. But obviously not. Obviously not send it to me. If they were buying stereos and... does anyone buy stereo anymore? If they were buying like laptops and iPads and iPhones, I would almost be like, ah, skanks. But whoever's stolen my card, they're buying baby clothes. I almost feel like just saying, look, have them. It didn't cost me anything. If I find out who it is, I'll be like, don't nick my details again, but just have the baby clothes. If you're literally using it to clothe your children. Anyway, that's it. I'll let you know how that goes. Mystery delivery. Gig tomorrow. And feeling a little bit mentally better. But sometimes when you're feeling better, you don't rant as much. And I don't know, is ranting good? Is ranting funny? Ranting's not funny, is it? I've tried ranting on stage and people are just like, I think this man needs help. See you on the next pod.